National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. Direct from the Star Ballroom in Dakota City, Iowa, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now, here is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
This evening, if some enthusiasm is obvious here from this side of the bandstand, that is, the side here where the musicians are seated and pointed toward the microphones, you'll know it's because we have probably one of the most enthusiastic audiences, I think, that we have ever set the... Look at that. Thank you. This evening is a number here that is not at all unfamiliar to those of you that followed the orchestra here. You'll hear some 48 bars of music by the orchestra here establishing the theme, and then, of course, the trumpet of Ernie Royal will be performing, and, of course, the guy that generally performs with the trumpet will also be performing with it and causing it to happen, Ernie Royal. Here is the thing, Jump for Joe. Fellas, we decided to start with the introduction. Here's the beat. Ready?
Thank you.
I must say to you people here in the ballroom that you react as though you had been admitted this evening on a contract basis. Come in for nothing and applaud, but I want you people listening in on NBC to know that each and every one has paid. Yes, I wouldn't want you to say that again because it might start rumors. Here, we have a number here that we might call a sketch on a standard because it is one of eight sketches on eight standards, and it is one of Duke's tunes. The trombones, if you'll point toward that microphone, I'm beating time. Here's Sophisticated Lady. Sophisticated Lady, the decorative alto sounds there were done by, of course, Lee Konitz. You know, it's quite a challenge sometimes to an arranger that's used to writing a lot of music that in the ordinary sense is considered rather screaming and sometimes with high trumpets to write something that has quite a purpose with us. Early in the evening, before blood starts to circulate in proper places and to specify, we'll say mouths, embouchures, and so forth. It's nice to have something that doesn't take the brass up too high, and for a guy to create something as cleverly as this one has been done. Holman, are you starting to feel a little self-conscious? I've said so many wonderful things about you. I've given the way it is Bill Holman I'm talking about. Here's the thing that Bill Holman wrote. It's written in the cool fashion in which the fellas can kind of be casual about warming up. We hope that you enjoy this new thing called The Opener. Title fits. Thank you. None of the men that blow the solos here in the orchestra are really... I can't say none because Ernie Royal was presented earlier tonight, but I might introduce you people here in the ballroom to this guy that I've joked a lot of times about him. I think that he loves applause more than he loves money. Frank Rossellino. Frankie, what was it, Frank, that first created within you this love for the clapping of two hands together?
The first time I saw these people, I was crazy about them.
You were, huh?
Yeah.
You like it because they applaud a lot, is that it?
Yeah, uh-huh. I mean, I'm really...
It's hard to tell where you...
Dig applause, that means, you know, you feel like blown when you get to
you feel applause. Like... You dig applause and you feel like blown when you get applause?
Oh, yeah.
I think we have everybody pretty well mixed up right now.
No inspiration, yeah. You know, it's always crazy.
Would you announce the number and I'll try to see if I can get you a little applause so you can feel that warm feeling once more before you start making sounds here with your trombone.
All right, Stan, I'd like to do a tune written by Bill Russo entitled I've Got It Bad. And that ain't good.
You know something, Frank? If Duke Ellington is listening, he might become rather offended.
Oh, that's right. And this is one of Duke's compositions.
Yeah, but it was written by Bill Russo.
That's right.
And I'm speaking for Russo. I may have his applause now. Rossellino is basking in this applause. I'd like to say that we made an experimental record in Chicago a few days ago that we'd like to play you the version of it here at the moment. I say it's experimental because any recording actually is until it's made and you listen to it and find out whether it's worthy of release, and I'm most sure that this one will be worthy of release. It's a rather unusual treatment of I Get a Kick Out of You. It starts with some Cuban rhythms, and then a young lady that isn't Cuban at all but knows how to swing to a beat here will supply the melody and the lyrics. Chris Connor's version of I Get a Kick Out of You.
I get no kick from champagne. The alcohol doesn't suit me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? I get no kick from cocaine. I'm sure if I should take even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically. I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick horribly to see you obviously don't adore me. I get no kick from a plane flying up high in the sky with somebody. Still, I get a kick out of you.
Thank you, Chris. I was studying expression here of NBC's field engineer tonight, Mr. Don Fitch, and it seemed to be pleasant, I guess, that the sounds are being mixed into one channel so that they'll be easily accepted by this institution that's known as NBC. Count.
Yes, Stanley?
Oh, you. What did you say?
I said yes, Stanley.
Gee, you're affectionate tonight. We had a representative composition here of the thing that is currently one of the pushes, record-wise, of Sketches on Standards. We thought that we might ask you, if you would, to display a bit of one of the thoughts out of New Concepts of Artistry and Rhythm. Here's Connie Condoli's Portrait of a Count.
Thank you.
As is usually the case, credit is given soloists here on these concert miniatures. You've heard Lee Konitz tonight, Frank Rossellino, Ernie Royal. You heard Connie Condoli. It might be altogether proper again at the moment to say that the bulk of the first trumpet was played by Buddy Childers as usual, the first trombone by Bob Burgess, and the first alto saxophone by Vinnie Dean. And, of course, the rhythm section, Sal Salvador played the guitar sounds, and the drums were, as usual, Stan Levy and Don Bagley, Bags at the bass. And also this evening, I think that it might be, oh, yes, the bass trombonist George Roberts. Thank you for shaking his hand. We'd like to thank very much Bud Hovland and Ken Gavler for making it here this evening to do the announcing and also do the producing, that is, guiding the show to see that we do not wind up in some kind of a knot that cannot be untied. Stan, I think at the moment, rather than to delve into any more music, we should probably start with some Cuban rhythms, if you don't mind some of these things. And after you play a little bit of it, establish a thing, you go ahead and take it. Bags. Benny, let's have the saxophones here with the usual identifying melody. Second, please. You know, ladies and gentlemen, one of the exasperating things about jazz music is to try to eat dinner while it's being played or try to give some serious thought to something that you want to work out or create and have jazz music going on. And even more difficult thing is to try to talk with a lot of rhythms coming into the ear. You know what we're going to do tonight, Mr. Hovland? We're going to let you have the microphone cold and clean and clear without any sounds here for rhythm section and saxophone. So, Bud, see what it sounds like.
NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Star Ballroom in Dakota City, Iowa. Join us next week at 10:35 Eastern Daylight Time for another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and its leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern music. Bud Hovland speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.